Good morning, AWS, and welcome to the AWS Morning Brief. I am cloud economist Corey Quinn, and this is the AWS Morning Brief for last week. This episode is sponsored in part by DigitalOcean. If you want a cloud provider that offers simplicity and pricing a human being has a hope in the world of understanding, consider DigitalOcean. Going from what is this to having a system up and running takes minutes, not months. And if I may say so, their documentation is absolutely glorious. Check it out. Visit do.co/morning. That's do.co/morning. So let's see what happened last week in the wide world of AWS. They did have an online summit, and it was a smidgen disappointing from a perspective of new releases. They said a lot of things, but none of them tied back to, and now you can buy this thing. So let's instead talk about what they did release in other venues. Amazon Chime SDK for JavaScript now supported on Ubuntu. I'm gratified to hear that an SDK for a specific service in a specific language is now supported on a specific distro of a specific operating system. At this rate, Amazon Chime is on track to dominate the industry by the mid-2080s or so. Amazon EC2 M6G instances powered by AWS Graviton2 processors are now generally available. The new M6G instances are indeed seriously awesome, and they don't cost an arm or a leg. Amazon EKS now available in the AWS GovCloud regions. Stinging from recent JEDI setbacks, AWS strikes back at the government by offering them Kubernetes. Amazon Route 53 is now available in AWS China Ningxia region, operated by NWCD. That's right, I don't normally talk about regional expansions, but my favorite database expands, and that's always worth a mention here. AWS Cloud 9 is now available with a new default theme, and that theme, when compared to GCP's Cloud Shell offering, is of course sadness. New AWS CloudTrail console simplifies trail creation and management. It includes pricing links alongside features. This shouldn't be transformative or even remarkable in 2020, but this is AWS, so of course it is. I love this feature so much. Please do more of this. AWS Single Sign-On supports zero downtime external IDP certificate rotation. It feels to me that the bigger story here is that until last week, it apparently didn't. AWS Systems Manager adds support for patching Debian and Oracle Linux instances, which is almost certainly an Oracle license violation. So we'll soon be seeing Systems Manager Process Server telling us it's audit time. Control your email flows in Amazon Workmail using AWS Lambda. If you used a service that required writing Lambda functions to implement mail filtering rules, you'd probably use a different email service very quickly. We know that AWS does not use Workmail internally, and it's reasons like this that cause that. This episode is also sponsored by ExtraHop, because ExtraHop provides threat detection and response for the enterprise, as in large business, not a starship. On-prem security does not translate well to cloud or multi-cloud environments, and if you don't believe me, go ahead and try it. I'll wait. And that's before we even get into IoT, and no one wants to try that. So consider ExtraHop. They automatically discover everything inside the perimeter, including all of your cloud and IoT workloads and devices. It detects threats up to 95% faster. Faster than what? Well, certainly CloudTrail. You can't detect anything quickly with CloudTrail. And it helps you act immediately. Ask for a free trial of detection and response for AWS at extrahop.com/trial. And tell them I sent you, because everyone enjoys that groan you get when people hear my name. EC2 Image Builder now includes support for AWS CloudFormation. Excellent. You can now write shell scripts in CloudFormation that apply to Image Builder that in turn get baked into your AMIs, which themselves get turned into running instances. One thing's for sure, Bash remains eternal. Enhanced monitoring capabilities for AWS Direct Connect. You can now get increased visibility into the state of the security blanket that's tying you to your legacy data center. Espressif's ESP32-ROOM, that's WROOM-32SE module, is now qualified for use with AWS IoT multi-account registration. Now, I have no idea what the hell this is or what the hell it means. I just wanted to make a room joke because it sounds like a race car. Introducing Hepothesis. That's Hepothesis, an open source garbage collector latency benchmark with predictable allocation rates. And I'm sorry, but Hepothesis is such an awesome name that I can only assume that four AWS vice presidents fought against it to the point of resigning in fury. I love this name. It is probably the best thing that AWS has ever named. Not that that's a high bar for the pony to trip over. Introducing the CDK for Kubernetes, a new software development framework and open source project for defining Kubernetes applications using code. If the release of CDK 8S doesn't enrage you on some level, be it the name, the pronunciation, the blending of serverless with Kubernetes, the abstractions around CloudFormation, or its egregious use of YAML, ask your doctor if perhaps you're dead and weren't yet aware of it. Adventures in Scaling in Changing Times, from the AWS News Blog. While I do like this Jeff Barr blog post, all of the companies he profiled have scaling up rapidly challenges. What about the other side? When a company finds its traffic evaporate because no one wants to patronize spitinmyface.com during a pandemic, it can scale down and stop paying for unused resources. This is the entire value proposition of cloud. So why aren't folks telling that story more frequently? It's not just about scaling up. AWS Interregion Data Transfer, or DTIR, as absolutely no one calls it, has a price reduction. It's no longer more expensive to replicate from any AWS region. Before this change, in four regions, it was more cost-effective to replicate data to anywhere that wasn't AWS. That's been fixed, thankfully. Also from the world of pricing changes, new enhanced Amazon Macy, now available with substantially reduced pricing, because you don't use words like substantially when you haven't screwed the pooch the first time. But don't worry, they screwed it again. It's still $1 per gigabyte ingested, plus a new thing that you get billed for that you never had to worry about previously, the number of S3 buckets in your AWS account. 2.5 years they've had since Macy was released to fix its billing problem, and this was the best that they could come up with. Try harder. I wasn't aware that settling for mediocrity was one of the leadership principles, but judging by this release, I'm kind of starting to think it might be. Deploying a serverless application using AWS CDK on the DevOps blog. My vision for Cloud 9 is that it one day makes deploy this architecture style workshops faster and easier. This blog post is the starting point. Let's revisit this process down the road and see how it's evolved, because right now, the first half of it is setting up Cloud 9. Using CodeBuild and Spinnaker for continuous integration. You already use overly complicated, strangely documented things to deploy. You're perfect for CodeBuild. That's some definite awesome work on customer identification. Catching fraud faster by building a proof of concept in Amazon Fraud Detector. This is huge. If you can catch fraud faster, things like Amazon Macy's new yet still ridiculous pricing model will never see the light of day. Using State Manager over CFN-init in CloudFormation and its benefits. This is really how AWS does deprecations, by pleading with you to please use something better. And lastly, easily control the naming of individual IAM role sessions. Your security now depends upon naming things correctly and well is probably the last thing anyone ever wants to hear from AWS. And that's what happened last week in AWS. I am cloud economist Corey Quinn. This is the AWS Morning Brief. And if you've enjoyed this podcast, please leave a 5-star review in Apple Podcasts. Whereas if you've hated it, please leave a 5-star review in Apple Podcasts and come up with a worse pricing model for Amazon Macy while you're there.
This has been a Hubble Pod production.
Stay humble.